Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got an interview right now
with
the wonderful Paul Arnfield, another great local musician, stalwart of the arts scene on the Isle of Wight, let alone just a musician. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, you've been up to loads of things.
Yeah, it's been a busy old year, actually, with one thing or another.
So, you're currently in the throes of sorting out the Literary Festival?
Well, yeah, I mean, in terms of the Literary Festival, we are the bookseller there, so it's a logistical nightmare. It's like booking on the horses, gambling on the horses, really, because you have to sort of try and predict how many books you'll need for each event, and based on ticket sales, you know, 3 weeks ahead of the time. So it's quite a tricky one,
But it's become a staple of the calendar now, isn't it, the Literary Festival?
It's hugely successful. I mean, last year they sold 10,000 tickets.
That's staggering for a small, what turns out to be, was originally a small festival.
It's incredibly impressive, and, you know, they get the name, they're very, very good at targeting their audience and getting the right authors for the events, you know. And now, of course, some of the events have moved to Cowes High School, Enterprise College, or whatever it's called now. And you know, so they can get, you know, up to nearly 500 people for Charles Brandreth, and that's sold out already.
Well, he's a very popular figure, imagine that. And you've been busy personally with your music and things?
Yeah, always busy. I mean, this year's been a particularly busy year because I've released my album, which was songs about books, bizarrely. And been promoting that. So I spent the whole of May on tour around the UK, my biggest UK tour ever, and then the whole of April, of June around Europe. Touring and
so are
various
these,
festivals.
What sort of venues are these in Europe that you're going to?
Yeah, all sorts. I mean, I tried to get as many bookshops as I could, because that seemed to be the thing. But I played just loads of new venues actually this time in Europe, where I've been playing for many years. But this, I did a few bookshops there. I did a wonderful bookshop in Bielefeld that was full to the, you know, standing room only, and then a less full one in Vienna, at Shakespeare and Co. in Vienna. But a lovely gig nonetheless, and a few other different places. I played in a medieval tower in the middle of Cologne. Fascinating places. I played in a park on the banks of the Danube in Austria as well. All sorts of lovely.
That's really fascinating. Nice. It's interesting that your music is so accessible by a European audience.
Yeah, I mean, it is surprising, you know, considering it's so, lyrical.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Germans are, well, and most Europeans, you know, are very good with the English language.
So, they are indeed,
It helps that they're very good songs, doesn't it?
Well, thank you very much.
It does indeed, yes. And have you got more new stuff planned, or is it?
I've got no new material planned. In fact, I've not written anything since then, but I've got more dates coming up. I've got this month off in terms of gigs. I've got a couple of gigs in October, as you know, and then in November I'm on tour around the UK again, just for a brief tour.
Okay, and someone's running the bookshop whilst you're away, are they?
Yeah. I mean, the joy, you know, obviously I run the bookshop as well. That's the other thing, but the joy of that is I've got a lovely, lovely team, and they're the best booksellers I've ever worked with. They're fantastic. We only work one person at a time in the shop, and they can, they're very flexible and are able to fill. So it's great.
We went to a gig you held in the bookshop. Not you. It was the chap from. Come to me in a minute.
Wasn't it Mike Thing from the? I can't remember.
Mike Rodriguez.
The
Weather Kings.
The Weather Kings, that's the phrase. But because I thought, well, it was absolutely threw it down that night. And we got there, and I thought, I wonder how many people are coming. And it was actually packed.
Yep.
And, you know, and I found it unusual, but you wouldn't, to have a gig in a bookshop.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's a lovely place to do it. I mean, it's very intimate. The bookshop's very small. We can seat it. We can get 30 people in, really. That's it. But we've got very, very comfy seats. We've got a nice lighting system, PA system. And you know, the gigs are fantastic. And they mostly sell out. So last week we had Katie Spencer, the fantastic... sort of up and coming star on the folk scene. She sold out, and it was wonderful. And then we've got so many other things coming up at the shop, including this week another sellout event, Dickens and the Detectives, a talk, and then we've got just things going on. The next gig we've got is Thursday the 16th of October, the amazing harpist called Esther Swift. She's right. Incredible.
Full-size harp,
an amazing singer from Scotland. She's brilliant.
Oh, fabulous.
So we're very lucky to. And then, of course, if we get too many people in, if we're going to sell too many tickets, we can move. We've got various other venues we can move to, including the Island Sailing Club, who've always been brilliantly accommodating for us. On the 22nd of October, we've got Larry Lamb coming.
Really?
From Gavin and Stacey.
Other things.
And so I'll be in conversation with him about his book, and that, you know, will sell well over 100 tickets for that. So.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
I know you've got a little list of things you've got going on there.
I have to have it because I'll forget if I don't.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You asked about the Isle of Wight Festival, although we've got, we are ostensibly the bookseller there, couple of years we've been very active in trying to promote local authors at the festival as well, so that we've got a whole thing called Write on Wight now, which is a load of events on the Friday night, some brilliant poets, Brian Hinton, Lydia Fullilove, Maggie Sorkin and Steve Rushton, they're giving a performance. We've got people from Brevity, the Isle of Wight's sort of literary handbill, and Boodram and Snark, they're doing a thing called We Are the Myth Makers, lots of myths about the Isle of Wight, written by local authors. Then we've got Author, which is a fantastic event that we did last year, and we're doing it again this year, which G. Owen from Naked Fig Leaf is hosting, which is where we've got about 30 authors. They each give a 2-minute elevator pitch, as they call it, about their book. And we did it last year, and it was just such a joyous celebration of Island talent. That's and the breadth superb. Of it. You know, yeah. Such an entertaining event.
We are spoiled here.
We are, absolutely.
Absolutely spoiled for the stuff that's going on. Now, you're being good enough to offer your time for our fundraiser on the 10th of October.
Absolutely.
I know, but you're going to be hot-footing from the Literary Festival.
Yeah, right? Because we've got all these events on the same night. So I'm literally coming over straight after that. Fortunately, it doesn't clash, but I'll be able to jump from one to the other. And I'll be coming over when we close the door there, straight over to you. Yes.
Yeah, I think you're closing the evening for us as well, so that'll be excellent. And we're very much looking forward to that. And you've got another tour coming up, so you're a busy guy.
Yeah, always busy. And loads coming up at the shop. We've got, so many lovely things happening there, and it's such a great job. You know, I'm blessed, really. I've got to do the two things I love, the three things I love, because I love my lino cuts, and as you know, and I've got an exhibition coming up with a load of other artists at Independent Arts.
Oh, yeah.
And that's to raise funds for them as well. So
excellent. And your bookshop is in Cowes, in case anybody wondering where it is.
Yes, yeah, Medina Bookshop in Cowes, yeah.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's sort of right on the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of.
Do you read a lot of books, Leisha?
Pardon?
Do you read a lot of books? Are you more of a screen-based person?
I do like reading books, yeah. No, I do like reading my books.
The thing is, if you're a certain age like I am, you go to a bookshop, there's tons of stuff in here I might want to buy.
Is
that the case, Maggie?
It is certainly the case. Mainly I go in there and think, I want all of these.
That's the idea.
And there's a smell about a bookshop as well, which you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So how can people find out more about you and what you're up to then, Paul?
Well, they can find out about the bookshop on medinabookshop.com, where they can get all the tickets as well for that, medinabookshop.com. And they can find out about me on paularmfield.com.
Simple enough, isn't it? Well, thank you very much, and thank you for offering your time for our fundraiser.
I'm looking forward to it.
We do appreciate it, and let's hope we shift a few more tickets and then we'll be there.
Thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to it. Who else is on the bill then?
We've got Blackfoot Daisy, we've got Baron Fortitude, the Victorian rapper, which bonkers, but absolutely riveting entertainment.
Yeah.
Ruby and Ben Stubbs.
Ben Stubbs.
Yep, wonderful.
Yeah. And plus, a homegrown comedian, and Huxley's going to do a bit of interval magic as well.
Oh, fantastic. So it's a great evening. Great evening. Yeah,
yeah, superb. Well, thank you for coming in, Paul.
Absolute pleasure.
And,
thank
we'll
you.
Publish this as a podcast probably tomorrow. So,
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.